It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
Matt, as we mentioned earlier in the week, and you actually gave a bogey for this, not a lot going on in college football. So we'll look to tomorrow, Tennessee, Florida, keeping it in the SEC. And, of course, this game is on CBS at 2:30, same time that the Razorbacks will be playing. But I know there are some Tennessee fans, Terry Mahan being one of them, right here at Signal Media, and some Florida Gators fans around. I know Rick over at the butcher shop, did you get a chance to meet Rick? He prepares all the desserts.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And, yeah, that guy, man, he's Florida Gators crazy. So, you know, for those fans, 2:30 CBS, Tennessee versus Florida. And, of course, I just mentioned Arkansas, Rutgers. That's going to be ESPN, 2:30. And that's for our local fans. And then keeping it local also, ASU versus Memphis. Now, I know a lot of ASU fans may make that trip over to Memphis, but in case they don't, then at 3:30, you can check that out on ESPN3. You can look at it online. Should be able to see that game. And then over to the NFL, got a couple of games. The Houston Texans, 2-0. The Baltimore Ravens. Texans were picked to win their division by quite a few people. And then Ravens, reigning Super Bowl champs. We'll see if they're able to get some things together and get a home win. The New York Giants, we just mentioned them not too long ago. We just had a caller talk about Tom Coughlin's brother. Haven't seen anything on that, so don't know a lot about it. But they're taking on the Carolina Panthers, both teams 0-2. And we'll see which team is able to come away with a win there and possibly propel them for the rest of their season. Now, my pick is, and I know it's going to be hard to keep up with this with NFL going on Sunday, but we got our golf is coming down to the end, Matt. It's
the
last
championship,
tournament. Yeah. Yeah, it's the Tour Championship, and it's presented by Coca-Cola at East Lake Golf Course in Atlanta. Right now, Henrik Stenson, let's see where he is. He is killing the
field. He's 9 under, and Adam Scott is 5 under. Then you have a few, Justin Rose, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Billy Horschel at 4 under. But, yeah, Henrik Stenson is running away. And we talked about this earlier. Tiger Woods got onto a good start. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 birdies through his first 13 holes, then finishes double par bogey, a triple par. So he is in tied for 26 right now.
Yeah. So it's going to be hard for Tiger to get a win there. But as I mentioned, Henrik Stenson is he looks like he's running away with it at this point. You know, midway point, he's 9 under through 16. And if he wins, or if Adam Scott wins, anybody in the top five wins the tournament, then they win the overall championship. So let's look for Adam Scott to possibly make a move there. So that's my pick. And the days are tomorrow. You got the Golf Channel, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then 12 to 2:30 on NBC. Sunday, you have the Golf Channel, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then 12 to 5 on NBC.
Yeah, looking good, Joe. I didn't think that Joe would be picking golf as his pick. I thought he might go with the Sunday night Chicago Bears 2-0 at the 0-2 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, that's one, you know, I'll be looking at, but that's later in the night. So hopefully, you know, we'll have the golf shaken out by then, and we'll be able to sit back and watch that game and enjoy it.